Volume.
The numbers this week are 6, 307. Keep listening to hear the story behind them.
Welcome to Colorful Numbers, the show that tells the stories behind the data. I'm Paul McNally.
And I'm Lutfia Suleiman. The show is brought to you by Volume and distributed by The Mailing Guardian.
Each week, we take three numbers and build an important story around those numbers. You can get this show delivered straight to you over WhatsApp and share the whole show as a voice note with your friends. But more about that at the end of the show. First, Lutfia, let's hear those numbers again.
The numbers this week are 6, 307, and this week we find out why the climate crisis is pushing South Africa's water management challenges to boiling point.
Now, if you haven't heard already, several of South Africa's provinces are facing acute water shortages, with restrictions imposed and municipal and national water authorities pleading with South Africans, that's you South Africans, to be water wise. You need to avoid filling up your pools, washing your cars, or leaving the sprinklers on. But in a warming world, in a country plagued by inequality like ours, and less than adequate management, these restrictions are the least of our water worries. We will look into some figures published in an article in The Mail and Guardian to find out more. So let's start with the first number, 6. What does 6 mean?
6 is 4 months. Now, in the past 6 months, we have had the warmest temperatures on record around the globe, with September 2019 ranking in as the warmest month on record ever. And this is according to global averages and reported by the CSIR. Now, climate change predictions for South Africa show that South Africa will not benefit from the rainfall changes that climate change is going to cause.
Okay, so now some parts of SA are going to get more rain than we're used to, which sounds like a good thing. So isn't this going to help with the water crisis in SA if we get more rain?
Well, that's the problem, you see, because the overall trend is actually towards a drying climate. And South Africa already has a very variable rainfall and drought pattern. Now, climate change increases this variability in terms of our rainfall patterns, and it also increases the severity of weather extremes, such as droughts. So we may have longer droughts, we may have droughts more often, and we're also just really going to find it difficult to know when is our rain falling.
And I guess that makes it difficult for farmers and agriculture and that kind of
thing. Exactly. If you don't know when your rainfall is going to happen, and it's no longer as predictable as it was in the past, should you grow maize this year, should you not, should you grow this crop, how do you know, how do you predict? And if you plant a crop and then the rains don't happen and your crop fails, what does that mean for food security?
Even if it's variable, if we get more rain, then isn't that good?
In some parts, we get a little bit more rain, but over most of the country where we're growing crops, we're going to get less rain. To use a stolen metaphor, it's like being in a dark room looking for an elephant that isn't really there.
And what is the elephant, the water?
The elephant is the data about water, yes.
The elephant is...
No, wait, sorry. The elephant is the water.
The elephant is the water, the rainfall.
The elephant is the rainfall.
Okay, great. That doesn't make it make more sense to me, but... Okay, let's dive into the second number of the week, 300.
So 300 refers to meters, and it's the number of meters that we pump water vertically, i.e. upwards towards the sky, to reach Joburg from the Vaal River. Now, according to an article in The Mailing Guardian, published about 2 weeks ago and written by Sipho Kings, this means using vast amounts of electricity to bring water from lower-lying areas to the residents of Gauteng.
And this is why Joburg is known as the city in the sky. It's 1,800 meters above sea level. But we're also the only massive urban metro in the world that isn't situated near a water source, such as an ocean or a river. And I must say, living here, you really feel that.
Are you going to be like one of those Cape Townians, like, I miss the ocean. I miss the sea line.
I'm getting a bit like that.
Yeah, but that's right. I mean, we're also in the world's 50 biggest cities with a population of almost 11 million. So that's if you count the West Rand, and most of us from not the West Rand don't really count the West Rand. But let's count the West Rand. Urbanization also isn't slowing down. So we can expect that our water needs are actually only going to grow with time on top of the current issues that we're facing with our water management.
And how does all this relate to the water crisis globally?
Well, you'd be surprised. We're actually only at number 48 in the world with a medium-high water stress, according to the WRI. Yet, cities like Cape Town have been ranked as number one as most water-stressed cities or most likely to run out of drinking water. So this dissonance in the numbers really shows us that it is an issue of water management to make sure that what we do have can be used fairly and most productively, as we'll see with the next number.
Okay, so that's a good lead-in. The next number and the last one of the day is 7. What does 7 mean?
Now, up to 7 or more is the number of days that residents in areas like Klipfontein View, Tembisa, Hammanskraal, just to name a few, have gone without water. In the case of Klipfontein View, this was reported as being due to water restrictions. So what this actually means is that water supply to municipalities was restricted to the point where the local reservoir could not maintain enough water pressure to get water through the pipes and out of taps.
7 days without water is a hell of a long time. This means people have scarcely had enough water to drink or brush their teeth, never mind water the lawn.
Exactly, and this begs the question of how restrictions are and will be applied as we manage not just Gauteng's, but South Africa's water crisis. If the same restrictions are applied to a community that cannot afford to supplement their water resources through directly purchasing water, and without the adequate stopgap measures, how are they going to cope in what is likely to be the warmest December on record?
So it's going to be a good summer then?
If you have water. I mean, we've already just lived through the warmest September, so ke December, boss.
What does that mean?
So ke December is like, you know, it's the festivities around December. It's when you spend all your money, you're just happy, it's hot, it's summer, yeah. and you're in this vibrant mood. And then ke December is followed by January.
Yeah.
And January is when you are broke and you have to face school fees and the new year, but you're suffering.
Okay.
So December is just the vibe. It's the feeling.
It's the good. Well, is it the good or the bad?
It's the good. It's the good. But it's also, you know, South Africans, everything is layered with a sense of irony, which is that it's good because we know it's good now and then just now we'll be suffering.
Okay. a quick note on how the show works. Be sure to subscribe to Colorful Numbers by putting the number 081-804-1274 in your contact list and sending a message to that number.
Can we get that number again?
081-804-1274.
Great.
And for the family and friends you think will be interested in the show, you can forward the entire show as a voice note within WhatsApp.
You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that number again to subscribe on WhatsApp is 081-804-1274.
You've been listening to Colorful Numbers, the show that tells the stories behind the data, brought to you by Volume and published by The Mailing Guardian. You can check out more at www.volume.africa and www.mg.co.za. It's goodbye from me, Lutfia Suleiman.
And me, Paul McNally. Cheers.
Volume.